Has include.
Test through test valve.
I don't know what's the matter with my thing. Okay, has through test valve. There we go. Okay. Okay, so continuing Klolim and Bracha Achroina, Simen Nun Aleph. Wait a minute, test valve is the end of the simen for me.
Base, he said.
Who?
No. Tesla was not the end of the sermon.
Oh, no, Bays. No, Bays. I'm
Then
sorry. I'm
base,
sorry.
yeah.
I know something wrong with my thing on the iPad here. Chesru Tesvov. I got you.
Yeah.
Okay, I apologize. Okay, I'm sorry. Dirkin Dine Birchas Bayre Priya A to Bayre Priya Dama Vesha Kol. Yes, Asovim HaGedeilim Eilein B'Lizria. Grass that grows by itself without being planted. Even though they could be eaten raw, even if you cook them, and now they're a Michael Choshev, and since we don't plant it, meaning we didn't plant it, it grew by itself. It's not considered a fruit. Meaning we said yesterday that the fruit, what's the not the what's it called, the requirement for fruit is that if it grows by itself, so then it's better pre-eats. So these grasses, even though they grow, we just had in the daf, right? They grow by itself without planting. It's still, it's not considered a pre-um of Archon of Sha'akol. You make a Sha'akol on them because not choshev. Aval salad, ukadaima. Salad usually means, what do you call it? Lettuce. Shiniza, so it gets planted with Archon of Bayer Priyadama. That you make a Bayer Priyadama. I don't know. Why
So
would you?
any wild like wild trees, like wild apples?
So this is, I think, when you get into the whole berry, the berries, Shiloh.
Yeah, berries
Because
also, yeah.
yeah, because they grow by themselves. So yeah, I think. Vegamba asovim and even with grass that grows by themselves, yeshman peres chashuvim, if they have chashuv fruit on them, kagoin yagdis umalnis. I don't know what that is. I think it's
Yagdis is
berries.
berries.
That's berries. Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Okay, so here you go. There's your berry. Shem bevarchan aleihem by the pri adama. You make a by the pri adama. Right. Okay, so that's the tumult with the berries. Tess. Davar she'ein ikar ha'pri, something that's not the ikar of the fruit. Ein echashav k'maya pri atzmai. That's not considered like the fruit itself. Ela yored madrega achas. It gets downgraded one step. Right. Meaning. The order, well, let's see. Shem hu eitz mevarchan al tafel bayir pri adama. If this thing is really considered eitz on a tree, then you make a bracha on a
What's an
bayir pri adama.
example of this? What's an example?
What?
What's an
He's gonna
example?
get. We have him. He right. He's gonna say now. I don't know if we're gonna understand the example, but he's gonna bring the examples. Vim hi pri adama, and if it's a vegetable, mevarchan al tafel shehakol. V'lachein ilon tzlaf. Right, that's the caper bush they call, right? Sha'olin shaloi ruyin la'achila. Its leaves are roy la'achila. V'yesh ba'olin k'min tamarim b'altin. It also has these tamarim, like dates, that are like fruit. I don't know what a contemporary, like what we would understand. Was I don't know what fruits have edible leaves. Or edible leaves, or leaves
Mint.
that have edible fruits, but it's not the main thing. I'm not sure. But anyways,
Didn't we say almonds or something was a fruit off a leaf?
oh, we said yeah, right. We said that,
Right.
right? That it was edible.
Yeah.
The outside of it is edible,
Yeah, something like that. We said something in the morning call. Ikovic knows.
right?
He
Maybe
sent
taka.
pictures.
Maybe yeah. That's maybe taka. Maybe that would be a case. We said that etzem it is edible, right? Okay, so v'yesh ba'olin k'min tamarim b'altim k'may ba'olin shel arava, like the leaves of an arava. Avyoynos is also some sort of berry. Hein ikra pri, those are ikra pri. V'kafrisin is that's the what we just said, right? Min hein aklipa shesovav pri, that's the what do you call it, the klipa, what do you call it, the klipa, the skin. that's around the pre. Kamai klipas ha goyis. Oh, there you go. He says the. Well, I don't know if he means a goy, right? We had that tumult. I think it was app. I'm not remembering now. Which type of fruit? It was the opposite of what we all thought. That's what. No, it was negeya to nuts. That's what it was. It was negeya to nuts on Rosh Hashanah. What's
Yeah.
considered a nut? What's not considered a nut? So I think considered a nut is if the peel is not edible. If the peel is edible, then it's not considered a nut. That was the difference between almonds and other nuts.
It's something like
Right, that's a
that.
shayla.
Yeah.
That's exactly what the shayla was. What is an egoyz, right? Egoyz is what Shulchan Aruch says you can't have on Rosh Hashanah. Well, how do you define egoyz? So here he's the kitzur is defining it. Klipas, they're also edible. So the same thing with the leaves of roses, right, which are not edible as far as I know. But you put them in preserved with honey and sugar, and then you make a bar priyadama. Even though they grow on a tree. Why? Because they're not digger pri. So basically, anytime you're making something, making a bracha on something that's not the actual fruit, but it's there, what do we say? It's not a subcategory. There's a word for it. Ancillary. Ancillary. That's also actually would have been, we should have, it's in today's daf also, we just didn't get up to it. Klipos, the klipos merenchin, b'dvash v'sugar, that's oranges. May oranges, may, oh, actually, may arenzin, right? Oranges. B'dvash. You'd also make butter priyadama. Right? So when you have that, people eat. I know my mother-in-law used to eat it. Right, the fruits, what do you call it? Orange peels. They sell those at Eretz Yisrael for sure.
We have chocolate covered orange peels.
So what bracha then? For sure, it sounds like you should make a shakal.
I sell it. I don't need it.
Oh, but they sell it, y'all. So they do
Yeah,
sell
and
it.
they sell well. Yeah.
They sell well? What is the
Yeah,
matter with
pretty good. I
people?
mean, not like amazing, but they sell. Yeah.
Oh, so maybe you should ask the Vod if you should put up a sign. What bracha to make on those?
Are you asking me to cause myself more trouble, more headaches? No, thank you.
Because either way, the Kitzur says it's Bayer Priya. It's certainly not Ha'etz. That's for sure. I don't know. I don't think I ever ate it. Maybe I tasted it once. I certainly did not make Ha'etz. Unless you want to say you make Ha'etz on chocolate and then this chocolate covered. So then maybe you want to say that way. Okay, either way, the Mishnah Berurah says it's Sha'akol. Right? Okay, but the kids of Shulchan Aruch passing is by Priya Adama. While Klipas Kishuin, Shemetagna B'dvash V'tzukr, and on the peels of Kishuin, those are gourds or cucumbers that are also, that they fry them in, anybody try this? Fried with honey and sugar, cucumbers? Mevarchin Sha'akol, that's also Sha'akol. I don't know why. I'm sorry, it's cucumber peels, not the actual cucumbers. Vala sharvitin mea kitni shazar basadis, and on the pods of peas that are in planted in the fields, avapishain basukim, even though they're sweet, and machalim belaya kitnias, if you eat them without the peas, just the pods, mevarchan aleihem shakol, he also makes shakol. Fail, I mean, I guess those are snow peas, snap peas, all those type of things. Well, we eat them with the pod, so it would be hadamah. But if you ate it plain, then it would be shakol. And those plants that are going to the gardens with the das to eat them raw with their pods, even when you eat the pods by themselves, you should make a bayre pri ha'adamah. Okay, yud. Garinin shel peiros. Pits, right? Imhe or seeds, imhe mesukims, if they're sweet, mevarach alein b'ra pri adama. You should make a b'ra pri adama. Aval garinin hamarim, but bitter seeds, einam nechshavim klal, they're not considered anything. V'moichlan kach, and if you eat them, einam mevarach alein klal, you don't make a bracha on them at all. V'miskan, I don't know what that does with your bucks, are they, Avi? V'miskan al yidei ha'or
Kiddush
v'kedayim, and
class
if
next. We're coming up.
Yes, so I don't know what I have to check my PDF, Taka, and see what the story is with the boxer there. If it
And like
miskana
not you're
ideya
eating a pit, but like you just like chew it, like you're just like s sucking on the pit. You're not actually chewing the
But
pit.
you're eating
The fruit
the
on it.
you're eating the peel, no?
No, but not like a seed, like a pit.
Right. I don't know what the story is with those. And let's say it's if you try to fix them by frying, not frying them, what are you roasting them? Then you would make shakol. Yeah. Okay. Yud Aleph.
Rabbi, going back to the test, chocolate covered orange peel. That'd be Hadamah or shakol.
That's a machlokes. Oh, the chocolate covered might be. I would say if it's chocolate covered, then you should certainly make shakol because it's a mishabura hold. You make shakol on it without the chocolate. So kol shekein with the chocolate, right? And the kitzer is the one that says you would make it without the chocolate. You make hadamah. I'll regalachas. I didn't think about it till now. I would think that you should make shakol. Yeah, that's what I
I mean,
think.
isn't charcoal also a shiloh? I mean, isn't chocolate a shiloh?
That's what I was saying. There are those that say chocolate you make her eights, but that's not the
If
option
it's
here.
like 90% or 80% chocolate, then pasta should
Correct,
be
but
eight.
yeah, but we don't make her eights on chocolate. At
Right,
least
because
most
most
don't.
of our chocolate is very sweet. Most of our
Right.
chocolate is not 90, 80%.
Right. And you mean you say maybe if this particular chocolate is like that?
If it's covered with this type of chocolate, yeah. I mean, but anyway, I guess it goes according to chocolate.
Right. Not here. Okay. Shkedim hamorim, bitter nuts. Kishem kitanim, when they're small. Sha'oz ikra achilos and hiya klipa. The ikra eating is the seed, is the peel. She'enam mara. That's not bitter. Val das kein noitanoison. And that's why they're planted. Mevarich alein bayra priyaitz. You make a bayra priyaitz. Kishem gedolim. And when they're big, sha'oz ikra achilu hu ma shebefnim v'hu mar, then the ikra achilu is what's inside and it's bitter. Im oichlan kach, if you eat it this way, ain't a mevarach klal, you don't make a bracha at all. Aval. Im miskan al yedei ha'or, but if you fix it with fire, a davar achar or something else, kibun d'prininu, since it's a fruit, v'gam al das kein noitanoson, and that's why they plant it. Mevarach alein bayra priyaitz, you make a bayra priyaitz. Shkedim ha'mechufim b'tzukr, nuts that are sugar-coated. Half a piece of sugar who are rive, even the sugars rive. You have this in Yosef, you have this in Eretz Yisrael, all the sugar-coated nuts and all those
Honey
things.
glazed.
Honey glazed, and yeah, but in Eretz Yisrael, they really slap it on there. You can make, yeah, sometimes you can't even find the nut. I think it's in Eretz Yisrael. You still make Bayer Priyates. The kolmos. So kolmos, I don't know exactly what that is. Some sort of plant, obviously. Mechuba betzuker, mevarach and raksha akol, ki akolmos ain't a pre, because that's not really a pre. Okay, yud beis. Peres shaloi dimur shulan ala ilan. So fruit that did not get ripe on the tree. Afilu bishlan, even if you cook them, I tignan or fry them, bidvash with honey ukedaim and similar, kemoi shehu haderech, which is the way, latagin peres shaloi dimur bidvash oitzuker, in order to fry Peres that are not finished with honey and sugar, mevarach alein shakol, you make shakol. Achal esrog metugan b'dvash, but if it's an esrog that you fry with honey or you put sugar, yesh levarach b'er priya eitz, and you should make a b'er priya eitz. Yud gimel noivlois. So noivlois, what's noivlois? Hein peres shenisrfu menachoim. Those are the
This
other,
is
the
talking
opposite.
about esrog when it ripes or not unripe, like after sukkahs.
Well, all of our sorghum are not ripe, right?
Only after sukkahs. I mean, that's the way we buy it. But I'm saying if you wait for a while, it ripes eventually.
No, I think it means it has to get ripened on the tree. That's what we're talking about. I think.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, okay, so let's see. Noivlos vein peres shenisrfu menachayim. They're fruits that get burnt from the heat. Venovlu, and they became weak, whatever. Enough lumina, ilan kodesh and espashlo. I mean, they got burnt and they're not ripe. So meaning, so before they became ripe, they fell off the tree. Kivinchu davarshin is kalkel, since it's something that's ruined. Ain mevarchin alav rak shakol. You only make shakol. V'chein pas she'ifsa. Same thing with bread that got spoiled. V'tavshul shen is kalkel k'tzas, or any sort of cooked food that became niskalkel, mevarchin alein shakol. You make a bracha shakol. Avalim niskalkel ulegamri. But if they totally, they're totally bad. Ad she'en ruyin lachila, they're not right lachila. Ain bracha leim klal. You don't make a bracha on them at all. V'chein chaimetz gomer. That doesn't mean chametz gomer. It means chaimetz gomer, vinegar, pure vinegar. Now, how do you know that it's vinegar? Because it boils when you pour it on the ground. Ain mevarchin alav klal. You don't make a bracha on it at all. And if you mix it with water until it's drinkable, mevarchin alav shakol, then you make a shakol. And then there's types of fruits that don't get ripe on a tree at all. After you take them off the tree, you put them into straw or other grain, and that's the way they get ripe. That's pears, small pears. Since that's the regular way, since, like we said yesterday, if that's the derech to have it, then it's better priates. Right? We said with onions, when you fry onions, that's when it becomes adama. If you eat the raw onion, then it's shakol. Tezvav, yesh mina peres she'ein b'hem. There are certain peres that don't have in them ela sraf ba'alma konos b'secha chatzanim. Sap that's it. All it has is sap in there, and it's inside the seeds. Vinikrayim kalinus. Okay, ve'enan ruyin la'achila not roy la'achila ela mitz tzanaisan. What you do is you suck them, the zarkin aklipas, and then you throw out the klipas. I think in the country we have them, they're called honeysuckers. You can just pull them and you open it and this honey comes out and you can eat it. Mevarchan al matzitzazu shakol. So you make a shakol. Dekimin she'ikre ena lemashke. The main thing is only for drinking. Hayotze mimenu ena lav shum shame pri klal. It doesn't have the name of a pri. V'afilu hu b'leia gam aklipa v'agirinan. And even if you swallowed both the peel and the pit, Ein mevarach rak shahakol. You only make a shahakol.
I think it's cranberry.
What's it called?
I think it's cranberry.
Is that so?
I think Kalinus is like type of cranberry, yeah.
Interesting, because that stuff is nasty, right? Cranberry without all the.
Yeah, you can only basically drink it. You can only like juice it, whatever, turn it.
Very good, very good. Okay, tezayin. Ein mevarchin bar priya eitz. We said tezayin, right? Ein mevarchin, I think so. Ein mevarchin bar
Oh,
priya eitz.
no, Tesla, I
No,
said.
just Tezvav?
Tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm gonna double check.
That's
I think Tesla.
No cheating, no cheating.
what's
Design is
tomorrow?
tomorrow.
Yeah, Tesla, that's it. Design is
Tezvav?
tomorrow.
Okay, fine. We'll stop over there.
Sorry to cut you short, but
That's fine. That's fine. All right. Everybody should have a fine night.
thank
Shiva
you.
Surah Taivas.
Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah.